Time now for business news. Philip Morris International is bidding $5 billion to buy an Indonesian tobacco company called Sampoerna. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, at stake is a big chunk of the fifth largest market in the world.
This deal would break new ground because Sampoerna controls a fifth of Indonesia's market, according to Ross Hammond, a consultant to the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
This will be the biggest acquisition of a foreign tobacco company that's ever been done.
And Hammond says it marks a change in strategy. Sampoerna makes traditional cigarettes that blend tobacco and cloves. Up until now, Western firms tried to entice Indonesians to switch to Western brands, but fewer than 10% have.
And I think this is probably a recognition that those efforts were failing and that rather than just giving up on markets like India, like Indonesia, they should just get in the game of producing and selling the more, quote-unquote, traditional cigarette products.
Indonesia's market was hard to pass up. Upwards of 60% of Indonesian men smoke. Smoking there is on the rise. And Morningstar equity analyst Mark Hugh Sam says right now Philip Morris has under 6% of that market.
And in virtually any other jurisdiction, or most other jurisdictions around the world, Philip Morris actually has 30 to 40% market share in most of those other countries.
He expects the company to replicate that in Indonesia. Sampoerna is profitable, and Indonesia's a friendly place to sell cigarettes. Regulations are lax, and Indonesia is the only large country that didn't sign a global treaty aimed at curbing tobacco addiction, according to Patty Lin, campaign's director with Corporate Accountability International.
Countries that have ratified the treaty have banned tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship.
In Indonesia, that's not even on the horizon. Public health advocates lament this, pointing out that clove cigarettes are just as threatening to health as Western brands. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.